Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please get your zip code to pull up your account?
Hello, Shani.
Good morning.
Is this New Life Boost?
I would not know which product that you have, ma'am, until I'm able to get your zip code to see if you do have an account with us.
Well, I'm not supposed to. 30750.
And what is your first and last name?
Linda King.
Okay, Ms. King, you do have an account with us. Can you verify your address? Let me make sure that I do have the correct account in front of me.
418 Fort Trace Drive.
Okay, thank you for verifying that. Now, you do have our Go Keto and Go Trim, an order that was placed back on August the 3rd.
Yes, it was a trial order, and I ordered only one. I ordered the Go Keto for $497. And I haven't called you because I just now called my bank and they had a phone number for you, and I'm so upset I can't get my breath. I ordered one bottle of Go Keto for $497. Y'all sent me two bottles, Go Trim and Go Keto. I didn't mm-hmm. order the Go Trim. It came to $9.94, $4.97 each. And since you didn't send any information in the box, no addresses, no phone numbers, no nothing, and I've been in the hospital with pneumonia, so I haven't done anything about it. But they're sitting here unopened. I'm looking at them. But anyway, I called the bank this morning to get my balance because I have a big State Farm that's going to hit tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so upset I can't talk. And they said you all had charged one charge for $99.94 and one charged for $95.94, which is almost $200, which now I have $4.10 in my bank account. I did not authorize that. I just wanted a trial of that one little bottle. I never, ever, ever marked anything for any more bottles. And now you've bounced my State Farm. Why did you do this to me? $94.94
okay.
And $95.94 you just took out of my bank account last night.
Now, what happened with your account, Ms. King, is when you initially did place your order on August the 3rd. Now, you did pay that $5.97 as well as the $4.97 shipping and handling fee for both of those products. Now, you
yeah,
did have a
shipping. Well,
mm-hmm.
I didn't authorize that. I only wanted the one bottle of Go Keto. I never marked I wanted that Go Trim. I just wanted to see how that one bottle would. But then y'all did charge me $11.97. So you charged me shipping for both of them. And now what are these? You've got to refund that. I don't get my Social Security check till the 9th of next month. You have zeroed out my account.
Okay. And again, when you initially placed your order, Ms. King, you did pay the $4.97 and $5.97 shipping and handling. Now,
yeah,
with
that,
you did have a 14-day trial period. There was a 14-day trial period as far as you to try both of those products out. Now, being that your account was not closed out within that 14-day trial period, you are being charged the full retail value for those original trial bottles that you've already received. So that's why you're seeing that $99.94 charge for the Go Keto. That's the full retail price. And then for the $95.94, that's the full retail price for that Go Trim. Now, where you agreed to this at, Ms. King, on that checkout page of the website where you placed your order, there was a section that you needed to check off and verify that you did read through and understand those terms and conditions of what happens once you do get outside of your trial period. And by you checking that box, as well as just paying the shipping and handling for those products, that's how your account was initially set up to be automatically debited these funds from your account.
Oh, I didn't check any boxes.
Do Now, did you get a chance to actually go forth with trying to go keto and go trim?
No, they're sitting here unopened because you didn't send me any instructions. There was nothing in the box on how to take them, how often to take them, if you take them with food or you take them with... No, and then I had came down with pneumonia, and I just got out of the hospital day before yesterday, and I was just calling the bank today because I haven't felt like it. No, and I had opened them right before I went to the hospital and just left them there on the counter in the box. No, they're just sitting here. They're not open. I didn't have... And now that this has happened, and I called the bank to get my balance this morning, and I'm overdrawn, and I said I couldn't be. I have like $230 in the account to pay my... Never mind. You don't want to hear all this. All I want to say is I never signed any such thing. I just wanted to try that one bottle, but y'all sent me two bottles and charged me. I think it was $11.97, and I only wanted $4.97 charged for the Go Keto. I don't know how this got so screwed up, honey. This is back, I believe, on August the 2nd, I think, is what the girl at the bank told me, I believe. I don't know how I have that written down, she told me. But your payments just came through last night on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that?
Because this was per your terms and conditions that you agreed to when you initially first placed your order.
Well, I hope you haven't sent me any more bottles of this stuff.
No, ma'am. These charges that you've received, Ms. King, they're for the original bottles that you already have. It's not for an additional shipment.
You mean one bottle of this costs $99.94?
Yes, ma'am.
You've got to be kidding. Well, can I please send them back today?
No,
and
we
get
do
my
not.
Refund?
We do not have a return policy on products, so once those products do leave the warehouse, they are yours to keep or dispose of those.
Are you serious? I have to get this money in my account at least by Monday. At least by Monday. Or I won't even be able to buy groceries. I can't believe you've done this to me. This is such a scam. This is horrible. I'm going to have to report you to PayPal and to the bank. I'm going to place a claim with the bank. I'm not going to tolerate this, you taking advantage of me like this. They're sitting right here unopened. You sent nothing in the box. You didn't send anything that said anything. There wasn't one sheet of paper in the box. Not one sheet of paper. Even showing anything. Do you usually send stuff out like that?
Now, the directions as far as how to take them, they should be listed on the bottle. But the keto is what you'll take in the morning, 30 minutes before your first
I'm
meal.
I'm not taking either one of them. Are you kidding? Take something that costs $100? That's more than my antibiotic I'm on, which is $80-something dollars. I can't do this. This is not happening. I have to have my money. I don't want these. I'll put them express mail to you today.
Okay, there's no need for you to send anything back because the warehouse won't accept those products back once they do ship away from the warehouse.
You've got to show me proof that I signed up for these damn things. What are you going to send me? That I can send my bank.
No, I can't. What I'm doing right now, Ms. King, let me move forward with closing out your account. And once I'm done closing everything out, I'll give you a confirmation number that you can take down for your records. Because with you wanting to do a dispute with your bank, you'll need to give them this cancellation number.
Oh, I can't breathe. I really can't breathe. I can't breathe. Hold on. Excuse me, I have a whooping cough also. Go ahead.
Okay, that cancellation number is going to be 3, D as in David, 6, 5, C as in Charlie, the number 4, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, 992.
Good Lord.
And I'm sorry, that wasn't 992, it was 92. So that's going to be 3, D as in David, 6, 5, C as in Charlie, the number 4, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, 92.
3D65C4EF92, only 1 9.
Yes, ma'am.
So what good is that going to do me?
Now, this just constitutes showing that we did cancel out both of those products. Now, what I can do for you as a courtesy, Ms. King, I can give you a 50% refund of the $99.94 as well as a 50% refund of the $95.94. Now, due to the fact that you did agree to these terms and conditions is how this account did get set up, these are going to be 2 valid charges, but I'm willing to at least split the cost with you as far as rectifying your account.
You're going to give me half of $200.
Yes, ma'am. Or you're more than welcome to go ahead and continue that dispute with your bank. You do have that cancellation number. You will need to give them that cancellation number, and then they'll get the verification showing that you did agree to the terms and conditions as well as receive the product.
I didn't agree.
And then
agree.
At that time, they
do
will not issue a refund.
Do you have something showing I agreed? Do you have something where I checked a box or something?
Yes, ma'am, and I can refer you back to the website and show you back where you did agree to those terms and conditions when you set up your account.
Can you send me, email me a copy of that?
I don't have a way to email you, but I can direct you to the website and walk you through where you missed those terms and conditions.
I would have never, ever done that.
Now, would you like for me to go ahead and issue these refunds for you?
Is this just something y'all do to elderly people?
No, ma'am.
Well, you've sure ruined me. You've ruined me. I won't have any food. I can't feed my cats. I get $800 a month on Social Security, and it doesn't come till the 7th. That's when. When is the 7th? You've just overdrawn my account and bounced my State Farm payment. You have to put a refund in my account today for the full amount. That's all it is to it.
Well, give me just 1 second, Ms. King. Let me see what I can do for you, okay?
Okay. I'm not mad at you.
No, ma'am, it's okay. Miss King, are you still there?
I'm so sorry. I have this.
That's okay, Miss King. What I did, well, I did go ahead and issue both of those full refunds for you. I issued a full refund for the $99.94 as well as a full refund for the $95.94. Now, it may take about 3 to 5 business days before those funds return back to your account, Ms. King. It may be a bit sooner, depending on your bank, okay?
How did you do that, honey?
Ma'am?
How were you able to do that?
I was just able to do that as a courtesy for you, okay? So you can stop crying and you'll be okay.
And what? I'm sorry, I'm just sick and I'm upset and I'm broke.
And I understand, but I did fully refund your money back for you, okay?
And what's your name, baby?
My name is Shaney.
Shaney, how do you spell it, sugar?
It's spelled Shaney.
You don't know how I appreciate you doing this. Now, if you'll give me an address, I'll send these 2 unopened bottles right back.
No, ma'am.
You don't
have to send anything back. If you do want to go ahead and try the product out, that's fine. If you don't, you're more than welcome to get rid of it.
Because I'm almost scared of them because I don't have any literature on them. And I've had cancer 3 times and I'm allergic to everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was
Well, if you know
difficult.
Someone that's willing to try it out, you can donate it to them.
I do have a friend that's on something just called keto. You think he would want them?
Yeah, sure. Ask him.
Okay, that's an idea. He's real big and he's trying to lose 100 pounds. He's just a real good friend. I wouldn't charge him for them, but I could give them to him, I guess. If you're sure you don't want them back.
No, ma'am.
Right.
You don't have to send anything back.
You're sure I'll get my refund?
Yes, ma'am. I did issue both of those refunds for you. And it may take about 3 to 5 days before you get your money back. But I did go ahead and make sure your account was closed out as well as refunded, okay?
Oh, Shay, you don't know how much I appreciate you putting up with me, honey. I know it's not your fault.
No problem, and that's okay, but we got you taken care of, okay?
Oh, God. You've saved my life. That really put me in a bond. You know, that for me, that's an awful lot of money. I would
yes,
never
ma'am.
Do anything that crazy. I'm 75, but I haven't lost my mind yet, you know? Maybe a little, but not a lot. Well, I don't know what to say except God bless you, and I'm most
Thank
grateful you did that for me.
No problem. Now, is there anything else you need assistance with? No, ma'am. Everything has been closed out.
Well, you're an angel, honey, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Ms. King, and you have a great day, and thank you again for calling customer service, okay?
Thank you, sir. You have
You're
a good day, too, okay? I'm
thank you,
sorry
ma'am.
About all this.
That is quite all right.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh.